The man said, no, 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 no. Because you see, the main thing is the harvest. And I can't let the tares distract me from getting my harvest. So I've thought this thing through. Before I answer you, I've already thought this thing through. If you pull up the tares, how many of you ever planted a seed and or a tare came up or a weed came up by your little tomato plant and you say, there's that old Johnson grass. You know what Johnson grass is. There's that old Johnson grass. I'm going to get rid of that Johnson grass next to my Better Boy tomatoes. I'll show that Johnson grass. And you go pull that Johnson grass out and you pull it up and there's your tomato plant with it. There it is. You just lost your harvest. You'd have been better off to leave the Johnson grass there and try to groom the tomatoes. And then you'd have had something to show for all your labor. So this man says, let's leave it alone. It's my property. Yeah. It's my seed that I sowed. I don't really know who did this. And you know what? It really doesn't matter. See, that's what it's got to come down to about your enemies. What's done is... I'll say it again. What's done is? Yeah. So we might as well deal with it rather than trying to undo what's already been done. So just leave it alone, because sometimes the remedy is more dangerous than leaving it alone. Sometimes the remedy will kill you. And sometimes we cause bigger problems by trying to solve problems when we could just leave it alone. The householder said, let them both grow together until the ripe time. It wasn't that he didn't want to deal with it. It wasn't that he wasn't aware of it. It wasn't that he was somewhat discouraged about it. But he said, the main thing is to get the harvest. So I'm going to deal with it when things get ripe. When the harvest comes in, I will say to the reapers, go out there, gather up first the tares, pull them out now, honey, have a good time. Say, I'll show you, baby, and pull them out. It won't matter now, because when you pull this one out, you got the fruit here. Pull this one out, I got the fruit here. Pull this one out, I've got the fruit here. And nothing will be wasted. The enemies are taken care of, and you got your fruit too. The main thing is getting your harvest. Don't mess it up by meddling with it. Oh, hallelujah. Let it both grow together. Hallelujah. In pastoring you folks, how many of you can say, Brother Baggett meddles in my business? Man, none of y'all can say that. I don't meddle in your business. If you want to spend all your money on a Mercedes and get a... do it. I don't care. What I do is give you the word of God. I don't meddle with your business. If you ask me, I'll give you my opinion. But I don't go meddling around with what you're doing. I'm telling you, a quick fix of pulling out the tares will cost this farmer a long-term problem. Just leave it alone. The man used wisdom in thinking of the consequences being far greater than the cost of trying to stop the tares. If we're not careful, the consequences of meddling are worse than the enemy. The devil's seed can't stop your harvest anyway. They can only mess you up. But David said these words, my soul is ever in my hand. Yeah, that's what he said. My soul is ever in my hand. It's not in my neighbor's hands. It's not in God's hands, to be honest with you. It's in my hand. It's what you do with your soul that'll determine whether you're saved or you're lost. Don't try to pull out what somebody else did. The right thing is to separate the wheat from the tares. I know that he knew that, but there is a ripe time of sorting these things out. You have to pick your battles, lest you fight all your life. Amen. If you try to separate things out too early, now listen close, saints. If you try to separate things out too early, you lose your fruit. Isn't that what the man said? I've seen people try to over little bitty things. And I might have been guilty of this at one time. Brother Ken could be my witness. Brother Ken can be my witness. I was growing some plums on the lake. And man, they were looking good. Plums are hard to raise if you haven't ever raised them up Toledo Bend, they're a little bit better. And I had my tree was looked good. I came back. An enemy has done this. Let me at him. There wasn't one plum. I hope that fisherman got a belly. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I hope God forgave. He stole every one of my plums. And right about that time, Brother Ken shows up. I was fit to be tied. Let me tell you what my solution was going to be. I'll show him. I'll cut this tree down. That'll do it. And we lose sight of next year. And the next year. And the next year, trying to fix it in one day. A quick fix leads to a long-term problem. And I had to finally say, well, bless God, I'll get me some cameras. I'll catch him next time. I've got to find a solution to not losing my... There is a right time, my brothers and sisters, for doing everything. Everything. Don't meddle with it. Just leave it alone. So many times people lose their own fruit meddling with somebody else. They get angry and they get mad. That's not the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is gentleness, meekness, temperance, long-suffering, all these things. But you lose your fruit trying to solve that problem of somebody planting bad seed in your on your own ground. Trespassers are people that come in unbeknowing to you and they sow this bad seed and the Bible says they go their way. This man was not invited on his yard, but somehow he trespassed against him. He trespassed against him. I got signs all over my lease that says, no hunting. People can't read at Reeves. No hunting. But I've learned, if you're too hard on them, they'll be back and burn you out. I'm trying to teach you something that I've learned the hard way. They'll be back when you're asleep. And now what? I don't even have a place to hunt. You see what I'm trying to tell you? See what I'm trying to tell you? Leave it alone. Sometimes it's better to just keep changing the lock, bag it, than to try to find out who it is. Locks are cheap, but leases aren't. I'm preaching to myself, praise the Lord. The main thing is not to lose focus of the main thing, which is the harvest. And sometimes we think our life, as they come this morning, is miserable. I just feel like this morning, some life is miserable. And this man could have had a miserable life. Yes. He could have had a miserable life. Because even though he said, I'm going to leave it alone. No, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Because if you go out there with a water hose and he's watering his plum tree and there's tracks around it, the grass is around it. See, it'll stir you up. And you can have a miserable life or you can just leave it alone. Hallelujah. And I feel like this morning I'm talking to someone that maybe you had a miserable life because you have endeavored in things you shouldn't endeavor in. But I'm here to tell you, let's use some wisdom today. God has brought you to this place at a ripe time. He's waited until now to bring you here to show you that the harvest is not over. You've not lost everything. You can recover from wherever you are. You've just got to do things different than you've done them in the past. Amen. There is a ripe time of doing everything. Wait until the harvest gets here, he said, and God will have somebody else to deal with it for you. Did you hear that? God's got somebody else that will deal with it for you. For at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, go out and separate it out. Bring me the fruit into my garner. I want to relax and enjoy my salvation. I don't want to fight people. I don't want to fight things. I don't want to fight saints. I don't want to fight preachers. I don't want to fight God. I just want to enjoy my salvation. Hallelujah. Anybody here this morning just want to enjoy life and enjoy your salvation? Oh, yes, I do. But the only way is to leave it alone. They said this about, he said that about me. Leave it alone. So what? So what? She did what? Leave it alone. I'm sure that as it grew, Brother Valentine, the Bible says he got some fruit and all of a sudden the tares are coming up and everybody's questioning him. Wait a minute. I thought you was a good farmer. I thought you was a Christian. Where's your God now? I thought you went to that church over there and sang in the choir. Don't you teach Sunday school anyway? And everybody's watching. But the man that owned the field said, I'm leaving it alone. It's my field. It's my life. It's my seed. I'm going to leave it alone. Everybody else may see it. The servants may see it. I see it. The world may see it. But the main thing is that God sees it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The main thing is that God sees it. Hallelujah. The servant saw it and told the householder, do you want us to go out there and take it up? He said, no. The most important thing is that God sees it. Just leave it alone. And I'm here to tell you this morning that God doesn't take everything out of your life. I know you own the property. I know it's your own life. And I know you young kids, y'all got, you know, you'll be out from underneath your parents. It's my life. I'll do what I want to do and blah, blah, blah. And truly it is your life. And you can destroy it. And your parents don't get the harvest. And neither does God. The Bible says that concerning both Jacob and Esau, they said, Esau was a grievance to me. Jacob messed us up. Rebekah and Isaac never really got the harvest for the labor they put into their children. What will you do, young people? What will your parents be able to say 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, on their deathbed? The most important thing is being saved. And the second most important thing is bringing somebody with you. As you stand this morning, I'm asking you, don't mess with it. Leave it alone. Hallelujah. When the fruit showed up, the tares showed up too. I'm here to tell you, God doesn't take everything out of your life. Paul couldn't be here this morning. But he told me to tell you. He told me to tell you that some things you just got to live with. But my grace is sufficient. Some things you're just going to have to live with. But don't ruin your harvest. I'm going to keep preaching the gospel, Paul says. You know what? I sought God 3 times on this thing. Others, he answered their prayer. Look, why doesn't he answer mine? No, the Lord said unto him, my grace is sufficient. Forget about it. You're going to live with it. So he said, well, I might as well enjoy my infirmities. I might as well find something good to say. I got too much further to go on my journey. I got books to write. I got people to see. I got to go to Ephesus. I got to go to Corinth. That's the main thing. I had my mind on the wrong thing. Hallelujah. I want all of our young people to come down this morning. All of you. Hallelujah. 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 I don't want any of you, none of you, to waste your life. You're here today because we're trying to teach you not to waste your life. And you don't have intentions of that. None of you are saying, hey, I want to waste my life. No. No. But an enemy will come in when you least expect it and sow a seed in that good ground. Let me tell you, when you start getting in y'all's age, you're vulnerable. See, you're open to all kinds of new things. Relationships, drugs, alcohol, wrong friend, places you can go, things you can do that the law didn't even allow till you get a certain age. Don't mess your life up. Don't mess your life up. Listen to me. You will reap what you sow. The Bible said, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Hallelujah. If you have children down here, would you come, if parents? Would you come with your children? If I could this morning somehow save the fruit. I'm not here for what you're doing. For some of these that are standing behind you did the same thing. Sometimes parents forget where they came from too. I'm not here to scold. I'm not here to get on. I'm not here to be cross. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you recover if you fall. I'm here to tell every one of you, I'm going to look you in the face, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. You leave it alone. I want you to leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. You leave it alone. If you leave the world alone, what I have found out, it will leave you alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I come before you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me all my gravity people that's here. Bro, come on, y'all can come. They're working with you. They're pleading with you. Hallelujah. Lord, I come before you this morning. Hallelujah. An enemy will show up while they're just going about their life. I was just having a good time. I was just experimenting. And while they're going on with life, an enemy comes in and drops in a bad seed. And now they're going to have to deal with it all their life. Help them to remember this little sermon to just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Hallelujah. Let God sort this thing out. Hallelujah. Don't lose your life and your harvest over something that somebody else did, something somebody else said. It's what's done is done. Let's leave it alone. Thank you, Jesus. As Sister Tevia sings, brother, I want you to go around. I want you to anoint each of these kids. Parents, put your hands on the shoulder of your children. Hallelujah. 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 Your parents are with you. Your parents are with you.